Our next person is going to be Melanie, M-E-L-O-N-I-C-E. M-E-L-O-N-I-C-E-S-E-A-R-C-Y, 2/11/2026 is the date. Date of birth is 2/21/1976. Well, first, let's put down this. Ms. Searcy was seen for face-to-face evaluation today. My goal is to share this with our hospice medical director. Ms. Searcy is in her 11th benefit period, extending from 1/4/2026 to 3/4/2026. This is a 49-year-old woman who's currently in hospice with history of hypertensive heart. Heart disease with chronic kidney disease, heart failure, type 2 diabetes, history of CVA. This unfortunate young lady is at the end of her life with associated weight loss, LMAC down to 29, decreased weight, decreased appetite. Her MAC just a few months ago was at 31 centimeter, continues to decline rapidly. Her PPS has dropped to 30% with severe debility. Bowel and bladder incontinence, total ADL dependency, shortness of breath at all times. Requires NEP treatments, O2 saturations hovering around 94% on room air. Stable vital signs today. She has severe muscle wasting. She has protein, calorie, and malnutrition. This patient is eating very little with poor appetite, 20% of her meals max, the caretaker tells me. Patient continues to show decline physically as well as cognitively, consistent with multisystem decline and failure, which makes her hospice appropriate, most likely with less than 6 months to live, given natural progression of her disease. She does require repositioning every 2 hours to prevent any skin breakdown. The skin breakdowns are unavoidable related to protein, calorie, malnutrition. Overall prognosis remains poor for this young woman. Death is near with less than 6 months to live, most likely, associated with her hospice diagnosis. Thank you. Incidentally, the patient has a high risk of aspiration. And is not only able to eat semi-solid food, and a high risk of her weakness is causes predisposition to aspiration pneumonia, which is usually the cause of death in this in these type of patients. Thank you.